Time for the KSL In-Depth. Europe has suffered several recent terror attacks. So how is law enforcement working to prevent similar attacks here at home?
Joining us live is ABC News crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett. Of course, Brad, we just had a shooting of some kind in Orlando a few minutes ago, and I'm sure that just puts people's nerves on edge.
There's no question about it, and there is a contagion factor in shooting. So I'm not suggesting they're related at all, but sometimes people use motivations of recent shootings to launch an attack, so we'll have to see.
Brad, what happened in London over the weekend? I mean, this one had a lot of people distressed just 2 weeks or so after that Manchester bombing, and once again, it's the bad guys using a car, among other things, to create the chaos over there.
And as the three of us have talked, very difficult, if not impossible, to defense against if you don't know about it. Anybody can get in the car and drive up on the sidewalk and run over people or jump out and start stabbing people. So that's the sort of horrifying and frustrating part of this whole thing. You do need to keep one thing in mind. The big difference between Europe, England in particular, and here is the following. They have a lot more people radicalized or about to be radicalized at any given point. They can't keep up with the sheer numbers. They don't have... England has, as a whole, a version of the FBI, but Europe does not have a centralized FBI. Each country has one. It's a big problem as these guys move around country to country to keep track of where they are and what they're doing. And they have such porous borders there. So their situation is tenfold, potentially, what we could have here.
So are those the reasons why you think we have not... knock on wood, had any attacks this year, and they have been, you know, they've suffered three?
I think that has a lot to do with it, Amanda, that they have so many people. In fact, apparently one of these three guys was even in a jihadi video recently, and so they knew about him, but it's like everything else. You may know about people, but if you don't have information that they're going to act, you could not put a dozen people on one person indefinitely, because it takes a lot of people to keep track of someone. So, yes, do I think that they could reasonably have another attack? Unfortunately, the answer is yes.
Brad, do you know, is there any talk right now of creating somewhat of a European FBI where everybody kind of teams up and tries to prevent these bad guys from jumping from one country to the next?
Well, maybe they've talked about it, but you'd have to get every country on board to do it. And I don't know how realistic that is. I mean, here we have history. You know, the FBI started in the 1920s, and it grew into this federal law enforcement system that, you know, basically gives you a federal sort of overview and connection of information between local, state, and federal agencies where you don't have that. And, you know, history would tell us places like Belgium, for example, didn't even have wiretap laws until 2008. I mean, they just had this buildup that went on and on and on. It was kind of like, by our perspective, a sweep at the switch as to what's going on. But
Just quickly, Brad, Theresa May said terrorism begets terrorism, and she spoke about how the social media companies need to do more to crack down on these ideologies being propagated on their websites and on their pages. What do you think about that?
I agree with that, and we're trying to do that here, but keep one thing in mind quickly. There's a thing called the dark web, and a lot of these people are using it. It's much more encrypted, much more secure, can be much more difficult for law enforcement to figure out who is actually talking to who. And so you get into that situation. But yes, I totally agree. We've got to be very proactive in shutting down sites.